Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, Devil Radio in Madison, the Shaw in Waukesha. Well, some more Trump name calling. This one on his part is very unwise. Donald Trump called Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, a sick person. A sick person for investigating him. Sick person. For doing her job. A sick person. Well, I have news for Trump. A good way not to get investigated by the Attorney General of New York is when you have your real estate empire headquartered in New York, that you don't give fraudulent valuations to banks and the state to save yourself money. Here is what she's investigating, among other things. They've already charged his chief financial officer, Wesselberg. They've already put Michael Cohen, his lawyer, in prison. Michael Cohen now is testifying against him, testified seven times to a grand jury. This is a tip, not that you need any tips if you ever start a business. It's a bad sign when your general counsel and your chief accountant are criminally charged and one goes to prison and the other may be on his way. That's not a good thing in a business. It's especially not a good thing in a very large business headquartered in New York City where they have very good prosecutors. So Letitia James took a deeper look at Trump's finances. And reportedly, because we have not seen an indictment yet, but reportedly, one of the things he did was say he had a building that was worth $100 million. He would report its value to the bank when he was offering it as collateral for a loan at $100 million. He would inform the government when it came to property tax purposes, it was worth $10 million. That's just an example. I'm not talking about any particular property, but that's an example of what goes on. What's even worse is if you have a building worth $50 million, you tell the bank it's worth $100 million, and you tell the feds, or the state, I should say, property tax authorities, it's $10 million. And that's a laydown felony. So I do not know whether he accurately reported it to either entity, but he didn't report it equally to these entities, according to the rumors about this investigation. And right now, they're all just reports. It's hearsay. We will not know until there is a criminal charge, if there is a criminal charge. But investigating that kind of conduct is exactly what attorney generals should do. And to say she is a sick person for doing this, all he does is he sends out code to his base that she's an enemy. She's after him. She's not a sick person. She's a good person, and she's doing her job. And when you already have your lawyer spending time in jail and your chief financial officer, the head money guy, nothing went on that didn't have Wesselberg's fingerprints on it. And he's been criminally charged. This is a bad sign. Now, what's going to happen is Trump's defense, his defense always is, I didn't know what Cohen and Wesselberg were doing. Well, give me a break, okay? Give me a break. The CEO doesn't get to say, I washed my hands of this thing. The guys that work for me are the ones who did it. They did it for his benefit. And they didn't do it by accident and not tell him about it. And one of the things to understand about criminal prosecutions, you don't necessarily need a tape recording of him talking to both of them and giving them explicit instructions. That's very rarely going to be available. But you simply look at the totality of the circumstances, and that is what was going on. So stand by. Letitia James is deep into this investigation, unraveling what he did financially to get bank loans offering collateral and then paying a lot less in property taxes than he should have, according to the reports of this investigation. And we do not know for sure, but we will know when she issues her findings. This is not the only lawsuit that Trump is involved in. He's involved in many lawsuits. He's a full employment act for lawyers. It's amazing. I don't know how many lawyers this guy's ever hired. One of the strange things is he will frequently stiff his lawyers. And lawyers are bad people to stiff because they like to be paid. And when he was deep in the weeds on the criminal prosecutions of people around him for Ukraine and for everything else, he reached out when he was a target, at least a person of interest, and he tried to get the best lawyers in the country, the most experienced in this kind of thing, and they wouldn't represent him. And they said there are two reasons they weren't going to represent him. One is he wouldn't cooperate. If you're a top-notch lawyer and you give advice to a client, they really have got to follow that advice. If you embarrass them, hold press conferences, call people names, attack the judge, they don't want to be part of that. But secondly, and this is the real thing, they didn't think they'd be paid. They thought he would stiff them. This is the president of the United States at the time, thought he would stiff them. Well, here's some of the other lawsuits Donald Trump is involved in. There are lawsuits arising out of the January 6th insurrection, already civil lawsuits. It's under investigation criminally as well. Something like 700 people have been arrested, and many of them have been charged already. But he has been sued by several Capitol police officers for their injuries and for damages, for ginning it up, for getting up there and saying, "I'll be with you, march on the Capitol, fight like hell. You're not going to have a country if you don't take it back." Those are all words that a jury easily could say were an invitation to go up there and attack the Capitol. That's what he said. And of course, Don Trump Jr. and Giuliani and Mo Brooks and the rest of them did the same thing or even worse. Mo Brooks wore a bulletproof vest. They asked him why he wore a bulletproof vest. "Well, it was a little chilly out." "Oh, really? It was a little chilly out. It was a little chilly, was it? Okay. So you wear a bulletproof vest? In Milwaukee, we don't. We put on a heavier coat. That's what we do." Okay. So what is he doing in those lawsuits? His lawyers just brought motions to dismiss them on two grounds. One is that he had a First Amendment right to urge people to go up to the Capitol and beat up the police. And secondly, that he has immunity because he was still technically president, even though he'd lost the election, and a president is above the law. That's really, I'm not kidding. That's exactly what they said. First of all, you don't have a First Amendment right to gin people up to go up and attack people and injure them and cause property damage. That's like, you know, you've heard the old adage, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater. It's a very old chestnut. It's true. You don't go fire and everybody runs out and gets trampled to death and you say First Amendment. Well, in this one, attack the Capitol. I'll lead you. March up there, fight like hell. You won't have a country left if you don't. You don't get to do that. And then violence ensues and you go First Amendment. And on immunity, are you kidding me? He'd been beaten in the election, and even a legitimately elected president who's still in office does not get to say, "I commit a felony, and therefore," or "I commit a tort, and therefore I'm golden. I've got immunity." These are fake things where they are simply trying to delay the judicial process. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I wanna take them all along.